The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's continue to bless the Lord. Let's continue to thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the gift of life, for the gift of a brand new day. Blessed, 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 blessed.
This morning, Lord God we Almighty, celebrate you, Lord.
He who was and
we
is and is to
you,
come.
Lord,
the name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. The name of the Lord be exalted and be uplifted.
Father, for delivering us from the traps of our enemies, for Father, preserving us and protecting us, oh Lord, we thank you for your provision, Father, of food and air and water.
We thank you for the battles you have won for us.
Thank you for the battles you have fought for us. Thank you for the enemies you have conquered for us.
Thank you for the evil that you did not allow to prevail against us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for removing shame and disgrace,
O God,
from our way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for your divine provision.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you.
We thank you for the great and mighty things you are doing.
We begin with the blood.
Yes, Lord, in the lives of your people. Thank you for everyone online.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for everyone online, O God.
Thank you for deliverance assemblies of God.
Thank you
for your care.
Thank you for this platform. Thank you for this platform. Everyone online, from whichever angle, wherever churches they are coming from, oh God, they are your children.
Thank you for everyone online. Thank you for everyone online. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for all that you are doing.
Holy Spirit, take charge.
Holy Spirit, take charge. We begin by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood and qualified by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
We enter by the blood.
We enter your presence by the blood.
We enter your presence by the blood.
We are qualified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we saturate our atmosphere and environment with the blood.
We saturate our environment by the blood.
Holy Spirit, take over. Come and reign and rule. Take over. La Papa Rakata Kamaya, blessed be the name of the Lord, who was and who is and who is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be exalted. The name of the Lord be lifted. Oh, high, we celebrate you, Lord. We revel in your goodness, O oh Lord. We revel in your goodness. We celebrate in your goodness. We celebrate in your goodness. We revel in your goodness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed
you, Lord.
Be your holy
thank
name.
Thank you this morning. Thank you for this day, O God. Unto be all the glory. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. We celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Who was and who is sons are just coming. Sons are
we
just coming.
We give you glory and praise.
Thank
you, Lord. We glorify your holy name.
Today is the day full of testimonies. Today is the day full of ancient testimonies. Ancient testimonies. Testimonies that we should have been giving for 10 years, for 20 years.
Thank you, Lord.
A weekend full of testimonies. A day full of testimonies.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. This is resurrection power for today, or simply power for today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja and Boja Worldwide and Pascal, our technicians. We thank the Lord for yet another morning. I tell you, I feel so much thanksgiving in my heart unto the Lord. It simply means that the atmosphere is saturated with testimonies. It simply means that the delivery angel has arrived. Anytime you feel that joy, that peace, thanksgiving, and whatever, it simply means that the delivery angel has arrived. And so you do whatever your hand finds to do, whatever your mouth finds to do. Yes, we are continuing our series on foundations. And we are commanding our fruitfulness, productivity, result, greater works by confronting our foundations. By confronting our foundations. Let me begin before there is a testimony. There is a testimony, but let me read Psalm 11, verse number 3 again. I'm going to read from about 4 versions. Psalm 11, verse number 3. King James first. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's King James. Another version says, when the foundations are destroyed, what has the righteous wrought? Another version says, for when the foundations are broken down, what can the righteous man accomplish? Moffat translation says, the pillars of the state are falling. What can the just man do? Taylor's translation says, law and order have collapsed. We are told, what can the righteous do but flee? What can the righteous do but flee? And let me read Psalm 82, verse number 5. You know, it is good that we read these scriptures until they are soaked in our subconscious mind. Psalm 82, verse number 5. They know not, King James, they know not, neither would they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Now, Revised Standard Version says, they walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaking. Another version says, they walk about in bewilderment. All the foundations of the earth tremble. Jerusalem Bible says, ignorant and senseless, they carry on blindly, undermining the very basis of earthly society. Amplified version says, they walk on in the darkness of complacency satisfaction. All the foundations of the earth, the fundamental principles upon which rests the administration of justice, are shaking. Amen. We are commanding our fruitfulness, etc., by confronting our foundations. I have a testimony from a great man of God who is online right now. He sent me this testimony that last Wednesday, this testimony came on Tuesday. That's Monday after, or I think, yes, it came on a watch, whether that Monday Okay, Monday, after dealing with our foundations, after the morning encounter. Now, this testimony came, I think, the same Wednesday. Wednesday, yes. After the morning and after the power for today, dealing with foundations, he just had a burden within him. He heard it that he should pray against evil foundations of his marriage. He should confront evil foundation. He felt to pray against evil foundation in his marriage. Evil foundations in my marriage. This was, you say, man of God, I felt I should just pray against evil foundation in my marriage. I was hearing it. It was coming. So he started praying against evil foundation in his marriage. As he was praying, something like a knife just cut him. It cut his skin, but blood didn't come out. He took the picture. The mark was there. Sunday we shall show it. The mark was there. You can see the skin. I will ask whether it is the hand or the leg. That he was shouting. He said, what? Something like a knife. He felt it. And when he looked, there was mark on the skin. He took the picture and sent the picture to us. We will show it on Sunday on the screen. Here we cannot show it. And he kept on praying. In fact, by the evening, he just felt that he should apply the anointing oil that we blessed for people on the crossover. You bring your own oil, you lift it, and we make declaration on it. So he just felt that the mark was there throughout the day. But he just felt that apply the anointing oil that was blessed on at the crossover. As he applied the anointing oil, the mark just disappeared. The mark just disappeared. You see the things we are dealing with. If I tell you how the devil is annoyed that we are dealing with this foundational thing, you have no idea. Sometimes the things I see, how the enemy and his team are annoyed. Beloved, this program is controlled by the Holy Spirit. We don't come here and say what we want to say. Sometimes the thing we've even written down, we don't say them. We open our mouth, we read the scriptures, and then something else start coming. And that's why sometimes you hear me saying, somebody should write this for me. Somebody should write this for me. Because I am also learning. We are all students. So, beloved, even as we are engaged in this, I want us to understand that the Lord is actually working. The Lord is working. The Lord is not joking with us. You know, any moment from now, Jesus Christ is coming. And Jesus is coming for a church full of testimonies. And testimonies only come when God begins to manifest. And God begins to manifest when we are well positioned. You understand? When we come to understand the meaning of the redemptive work of Christ on the cross. When we come to understand who we are. And when we come to understand what we have inherited. And begin to live like that. And begin to live holy lives. Begin to declare things. And when things begin to happen, I tell you, it becomes a church of testimony. So this morning, once again, today is the 23rd day of June 2023, 175th day of the year 2023, 175th day of the year 2023. And we are commanding fruitfulness, productivity, result, and greater ways by confronting our foundations. Yes, those who are just joining. I just began with a testimony from this great man of God. Yes. And later, you play and listen to it. The devil is annoyed. Please, let's pray this well. Next week, we are continuing. The month of July, we are continuing. Yes, as the Spirit of God is leading us, we are commanding fruitfulness. Beloved, this morning, I want to share something about our personal foundations. And then I will mention something about David. Do you know how our personal foundations originated? No, we have ancestral foundations, family foundations, eh? We have national foundation, continental foundation. You are an African. Wherever you get to, as an African, there is a way people think about us. We have national foundations. There are some nations. Immediately you mention that you are from this nation, there is a way that they think about you. We all know. I don't want to mention them. There are regions, regional foundations. Immediately you mention that you are from this region, there is a way they think about you. I'm telling you. There are tribal foundations. Immediately you mention that you are from this tribe, there is something that is attached to the tribe. We have family foundation. Immediately you mention you are from this family, those who know that family very well, they say, "Hey, Asemaba, Mata Kam, Mata No Kamu." Yes. So that is it. And then we see, but we have personal foundations. Supposing all these foundations are not there, we have personal foundations. The Lord was teaching me something when I was in the car yesterday going. You see, our personal foundations originate from the things that we have seen, from the things that have been said to us. Your personal foundation originate from the things that have been said to you from childhood when you were growing up. The things that your parents used to say to you, the people you live with, where you were brought up, the things that have been said to you. Words are not just ordinary words. Words are raw materials. You know, the devil used words to form foundations in our mind. Say mental foundations. Say mental foundations. Say today, we cast down every imagination according to the word of God. We cast down every mental
foundation.
Every mental
foundation.
Every mental foundation.
Every mental foundation.
We cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ.
Cast you down in the name of Jesus Christ.
The things that have been said to you, they form your mental foundation. And let me tell you, the way you think is the way you are. I'm telling you, the way you think, your thoughts, is your life. Your thought is your life. And do you know where your thought originates from? From your soul. From your soul. So, our personal foundation originated from the things that have been said to us when we were growing up. Number two, from the things that have been shown to us. Things that you have seen. What have you been watching? It's not just a picture. That's why we call imagination. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Is it 1 Corinthians?
2
Corinthians chapter 10. Mm-hmm. Read from verse 3 to 5. Casting down imagination. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down what? Imagination. Images in your mind. That's what makes your life. I'm telling you. That's what makes your life. A person who has said about poverty, we don't have hope. We don't have hope. We are this hope. We are poor hope. It is forming an image in your mind. It is forming an image. And when you are growing up, your parents are always borrowing. They send you here, go and borrow this. They send you here, go and borrow this. Do you know what they are telling you? We are poor. We are poor. So the things that have been said to you when you were growing up, the things that have been shown to you when you were growing up, and the things you have experienced in life. Three things, they form your, your foundation, personal foundation, the things you have experienced in life, I am telling you, people are Christians. People are Christians. People are in the church. People are born again, but they are living personal foundations. Their mindset is different. People go to church and sit down. In fact, I wish I can speak the local language sometimes to explain things to our mothers. They will be sitting down watching you, even those who understand English. Even right now, online, people are following all the day. Yes, every day they are following. They are the same. These words are to change you. Like a friend of mine said to me, look, you can't change me. You can't change me. Just because he used to challenge me, why did you quote this scripture? I say it's in the Bible. And the Holy Spirit was leading me to quote it. He wanted to manipulate me. I was not agreeing with him. He said, my messages are too hard. He left me 9 years after he died. Another lady also left me 9 years after they died. In fact, it's always 9 years, 9 years, 9 years, 9 years. 9 years, they die. 9 years, they die. I am not killing them. In fact, me, out of sight, out of mind. The moment you leave, you are out. That is me. Yes, because when you are around, that is when I have a covering over you. Yes, the moment you leave, you disconnect yourself. Why should I still keep you in my mind? So you see, that's why the word of God has come. We are to think the word, pray the word, meditate the word, live the word. What does the Bible say about me? Who am I in Christ? Am I born again? Yes. Am I a child of God? Yes. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are this. What have I inherited in Christ? These are the things that we should passionately seek after and pray over and pray for to happen in our lives and declare them in our mind, with our mouth. And these are the things we should meditate on. Do you know that as we are dealing with foundation, healing, some sicknesses are living? I'm telling you, anything that is foundational is leaving you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, anything as we are dealing with foundation, anything you have inherited, as any sickness, diabetes, whatever we call them, that are transferable, they are disappearing.
Amen.
I am telling you, those who are conscious of this, be checking yourself and see, and you will testify.
Amen.
You will testify.
Amen.
You see, so all these things, they form the foundation of our mindset, our mentality, and our perception. Do you know that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, how did the serpent, Satan, through the serpent, overcome Eve? The serpent spoke. Did God say, don't eat of the tree? Has God said? Is it not a word?
Mm-hmm.
Satan used words, language, words, language. Has God said? Did God say, don't eat? Let me read it. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning, I'm reading from the New King James, than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? What is it? Words. Words. These were the words that Eve heard. What have you been hearing since you were born? What have you been hearing? Look, some people, they live with grandmothers, aunties. People were always insulting them. In fact, God knows the reason why he saved me early. I live with my grandmother and an auntie, two of them. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother and an auntie.
My auntie insults.
When she describes you, when she describes an animal, she uses you, she describes you like an animal. The way, oh my God. Even your appetite is gone. So somebody who has lived under such, an environment brought up like that, with insults, with certain words. You see, and with such words, can you imagine how that person will be? You, who are you? You will never be anybody. Please, parents, when our children do wrong, I beg you, we are establishing their foundation. Mental foundation, emotional foundation, psychological foundation, and perception foundation, foundation of what they see. Yes. The serpent spoke to Eve. And then verse 6. What does it say? So when the woman saw, you see, heard and saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her and he ate. Are you seeing that? You see, when you read 1 John chapter 2, about what we see, very, very important. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John 2, 16. Where is it? 1 John 2, 16. Okay. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Did you see the lust of the eyes? What do we give our attention to is very, very important. So things you have heard, things you hear, things you see, and the experience that you have can form the foundation of your mindset, perception, and lifestyle. That is why we need the Word of God. To know about what God, the Word of God says about us. And stand on what the Word says about us. And stand on the Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell you about the characteristics of foundations. General characteristics of foundations. General. Anytime these things are happening to you, it means it is foundational. One, inconsistency of good things. Inconsistency of good things happening to you. Inconsistency. Let me explain. That means good things don't last. They don't keep long with you. Good things, they don't keep long. You give one testimony today. After a short time, you are crying. After a short time, after giving a testimony about what God has done, about this and this and this and that, after people celebrating with you, the next time they are crying with you. Where is the testimony? The testimony is gone. Inconsistency of good things with you is foundation. It simply means there is a foundation. There is a foundation that is swallowing good things. Now I'm talking about the characteristics of what a foundation, things that when they happen to you, it means it is a foundation. A foundation you need to deal with. You know, in Christ, Christ is a foundation. The Holy Spirit is also a foundation. The Word of God, we have inherited this. We have inherited it, eternally. But we are still living with our old foundation. Touch your body and see whether you will not feel it. You are living with the flesh. And this flesh is falling. This flesh is not born again. That is why we must mortify. We must kill the excessive desires of the flesh. The desire that goes against the Word of God. Paul said, I mortify, I kill the flesh every moment, every day. I am telling you. Monday, I will share with you Romans chapter 7, what Paul said. Oh, wretched man, the things I want to do are not the things I do. The things I don't want to do are the things I see myself doing. Who will save me from this wretchedness? Only in Christ Jesus. That was why Christ came. We all have it. We are all battling. I'm telling you, even the Pope, everybody here on earth, we are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. When we say this thing, don't think that we have, yes, we have overcome some things. So we have overcome, but still, there are things we are still overcoming. Why did Jesus pray? Do you know why Jesus prayed? It was Jesus prayed because of two things. So he prayed more than anybody, and Paul also. Do you know why? Number one, because he was carrying human body. He inherited the body from his mother. He was carrying human body, which was what? A falling body, a falling flesh. Number two, because he was living in a falling world. A falling world. He was doing his ministry in a falling world. I am telling you, where Satan is ruling. So Jesus had to pray. So the same way, you have to pray and stand on the word of God and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So number one, inconsistency of good things is foundational. Good things don't last. They don't last, so it's foundation. After a testimony, another, after, when the door, one door opens, about three doors close. It's a foundation. And every foundation has a spirit. It has a strong man. It has a principality. Number two signs that what you are going through is foundational. Consistency of negatives and cycles and patterns in your life. Consistency of negative things. Negative things. I mean, every year, something will happen. Every particular time, something will happen. It's a foundation. Consistency of negative things happening in your life is a foundation. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. Yes. Anytime this thing happens, something happens. Anytime this. So you can read your life that it is consistent. It's a foundation. It means there is a foundation. You know, number three, foundations gives you a shadow life. The character of foundation, they give you a shadow life. Look, foundations don't let you live your real life. The life that God gave you to come and live here on earth, foundations don't let you live it. Foundations give you a shadow life. Look, some people are begging and borrowing. They shouldn't. If you look at the talent they have, they shouldn't borrow. People should rather borrow from them, but they are borrowing. So you see, a foundation has caused you not to live your real life. Yes, a foundation gives you a shadow life. We call it a shadow life. A shadow life. I will talk about the foundation of David, maybe on Monday. So you see, these foundation issues are very serious. Yes, they are very, very, very serious. Yes. So things I have heard, seen, experienced that have become foundation, controlling my mind, your language, lifestyle, they must be crushed. They must be taken away. So, I've given you the characteristics of foundations. Satan's foundation must be destroyed. I'm telling you, any foundation that has secretly been established in my life, in any area of my life, they must be destroyed. Do you know that we have colonial foundations? Eh? Colonial foundations. Do you know what colonial foundations are? They are monuments. Monuments. Eh? Hospitals they build, schools they build, old building, go to every nation. Old building, they are still standing. That's why we are still under them. I'm telling you, that is why we are still under them. Go to every country. where colonial masters have ruled. Go to our hospital. The hospitals they built, the schools they built, they are still there. The same form, they are there. In fact, on Monday, when we went to my hometown, Tuesday. Thank you. Thank you, lady. But that's why you are there. Tuesday, when we traveled to my hometown, come and see the old middle school. If you see the walls, the walls are so thick. That made me to understand Rahab. When he was living in the wall, you see a room in the wall. They were thick. If you see the chapel, the wall, thick, oh, very, very thick. You see, it is still there. It is still there. They built because Bremen Mission, they came to my hometown in 1874. So, by 1880, they built those things. 1880, they built those things. They are still there. They are still, in fact, the middle school like this, no renovation, nothing you can see. It is still there. Do you know? It is still a foundation. It is still ruling the town. I am telling you. They are still ruling our government. Look at the castle. Do you think the building, the castle is just there? It's a foundation. It's a spirit that is still ruling the nation. If the president online, those who are online, please listen. Those of you who are close, I am teaching you something. We have colonial foundations, national foundations. They are there. They are ruling us. We say we have independence. Who told you that we have independence? Their things are still there. Their foundations are still there. They are ruling us. Until you pull them down and build your own, you are not yet independent. We say they are for historical site. Okay, let them be historical. But while they are serving as historical site, they are also serving another purpose. Foundations, they are serious things. We are dealing with negative foundations, evil foundations, wicked foundations that are frustrating, fighting, delaying, and blocking our fruitfulness, our productivity, our result, and our greater works. Of course, there are good foundations. We are not dealing with good foundations because they are good already. We are praying them alive. Hallelujah. So we want to pray right now. I believe that with this exposition, we can just go along with our prayer. Please get this. Inconsistency of good things in your hands is foundation. Is foundation. Good things don't last. Testimonies don't last. Breakthroughs don't last. It's a foundation. Ask the Holy Spirit to Google your foundation. Ask the Holy Spirit to Google your foundation. And then you know exactly what is inside it. Me, I know my foundation. So I know. I've been told. Yes. My family foundation, my personal foundation, my tribal foundation. They say your battles are from the mountain. Somebody who never knew me, Joshua Kalema. 2001, Joshua Kalema. We haven't met before from Joshua Kalema. 1995. Thank you. 1995. You are smart. 1995. It was confirmed in 2005. Confirmed in 2005. 1995. Joshua Kalema from Kenya. I've never seen him. The first time I saw him, and I, oh, the Holy Spirit let him preach that day. Hey, it was something. He turned to me and said, man of God, your battles are from a mountain. Your battles are from a mountain. The people from your hometown, they don't shine globally because your first king rejected an honor. Your first king rejected an honor. My goodness. Later when we met, it was too true. In fact, Dakakari, one of my spiritual father, will say, it is too true. When something is very, it's too true. Too true. Too true. Yes, so me, I know. What about you? That's why this message is coming for you. That's why it is coming. Oh, it is coming. It is coming. It is coming. We want to deal with personal foundations and other foundations. Monday, I will show you the foundation of David. Last women. That was why Solomon married 700. He started from Judah. Judah. Genesis 38. From Judah. 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 Judah slept with a prostitute and slept with his daughter-in-law. Last Judah. I'll tell you much about that on Sunday. And then you know what lust brings. You know what sexual sins, what it produces. You hear it on Monday, God willing. You hear it on Monday. It will shock you. Yes, it will shock you. Why sexual sins are related, excuse me, with rulers, rulership. Those who rule, I don't want to mention whether so and so, kings, yes, why they marry plenty. Why when you are in certain positions, one wife is not just, they are not satisfied with one wife. Yes, they have concubines. It's a spirit. It is from Judah. It's from Judah. Because God promised that the scepter leave Judah. Judah will rule. Even Jesus Christ from Judah. David from Judah. Solomon from Judah. But look at that. Women. Women. So you see, the reason why Jesus was always praying from Judah. Judah, he has inherited the body of Judah was with him. The body of Judah was flowing in him. He was carrying Judah as a garment. Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, the most beautiful woman, was always around him, always using her hair to wipe, his feet. Such a person, Jesus, don't pray and see. Don't pray and see. You can't get to the cross. Because he wants to be pure and go to the cross. Otherwise, you and I will not be sitting down here, doing this. That was why Jesus had to pray almost 24 hours to kill the flesh. The flesh lasts. Hey, and also because he was in the fallen world. Hey, child of God, stay there and don't pray. Thank God I am doing my work. And I believe that after this, go and listen and play. Share the link. Oh. Please, don't share this link to, excuse me, upcoming people. This program is for mature Christians. Those who understand. Because the things we share here, they are deep. They are deep. They are not newly born again Christian. They are not new converts. This program is not for new converts. No. It is not for people who have problems and then they just want a prayer. No. This program is for growing Christians. Yes. Growing Christians. Those who are building. Yes. They are building their lives because it is a building program. Because the things we share here, they are deep. A new convert may not understand them. We are praying now. No talking again until the Holy Spirit brings something. Let's thank God for the word. Say, Lord, we thank you for the word. 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 Lord, we thank you for the word.
We thank you for your word that has come. The timely word that has come. Lord, we thank you for this timely word. We say glory to your holy name. We celebrate you, Jehovah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Any foundation
I grew up with in the foundation.
In the foundation
that has grown up with me.
That has grown up
in the foundation.
In the foundation
that has grown up with me.
That has grown up.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
That is delaying.
That is delaying.
That is blocking.
That is blocking
my fruitfulness.
My fruitfulness.
My productivity.
My productivity.
My resolve.
My resolve.
My greater works.
My greater works.
In the foundation.
In the foundation.
I grew up.
I grew up with.
In the foundation.
In the foundation
that has grown with me.
That has grown with me
secretly.
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 Secretly,
unknowingly,
in the foundation,
that has grown with
that
me,
that has grown with
that
me,
that is living with
that
me,
is living
that
with
is
me.
Living with
that
me,
is 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 with
that
me,
is living with me,
that is living with
and
me,
and affecting.
And affecting
my fruitfulness,
blocking,
frustrating,
delaying
my fruitfulness,
my productivity,
my resolve,
my greater works.
I detach myself
with the
blood of Jesus Christ,
and the Holy Ghost fire.
I separate myself right now. I detach myself. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Those of you who are free, if you are driving, don't do it. Put your hand, your left, one of your hand on your head. Say the mighty name of
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let me just read 2 Corinthians. So that we use the 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10. From verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. Fine. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, I'm reading King James, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Another verse says, we are engaged in confuting arguments and pulling down every barrier raised against the knowledge of God in our minds. Another verse says, I demolish theories and any rampart thrown up to resist the knowledge of God. Look, your life is what you think. I'm telling you, the way somebody's lifestyle is the head, is what is inside the head. Imaginations. And these are foundations that people grew up with. Philosophies, theories. Another version says, yes, we can pull down the conceits of men and every barrier of pride which sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. Our battle is to bring down every deceptive fantasy and every imposing defense that men erect against the true knowledge of God. In their mind. I added that. We demolish sophistries and all that rears its proud head against the knowledge of God. And then the last version says, we are destroying speculations. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast down mental foundations. You can do the prophetic action by putting your hand on your head. You just say prophetic action. If you are driving, don't do it. You can just pray. I cast down. Mental foundation. Emotional foundation. Psychological foundation. I cast down. Images that are built in our mind. Images that are built in our mind by the things we have heard when we're growing up. By the things we have seen when we're growing up, those images In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look, the devil is cheating us.
Yes, sir.
With certain mindsets, certain philosophical setups, certain theories. Who tells you that the moment you grow, Certain sicknesses are attached to grow, to growth, to age. Is that not what we say?
Yes.
What does Psalm 92? Psalm 92 from verse 12. What does it say? What does it say? Even in old age, the righteous shall be fruitful.
Yes.
Even old age. So you see, I am not using this a philosophical. You see, we are living with things every day. There is sickness in the house. Don't you know that is a foundation? Because there is money that you can go to hospital. You don't know. One day you go to hospital, what they will tell you, money cannot do it. I'm telling you, money cannot do it if you don't deal with it and stop it. You see, people have also been saying that, I don't know whether I'm going to say it well, you can't get everything. How do we say it? How do they say it? You can't get everything wholesale. I mean, here in this world, not everything will work for you. I'm just paraphrasing. I forgot how they say it. Just take it like that. This world, one area, it's a lie. It's a lie to a Christian. Because Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, Colossians 2, 10, he says, in him, King James, in him, we are complete. Other version says, we are full. In him, we are complete. So your life must be complete. Your health must be complete. Your marriage must be complete. Your business must, it means that it must be fruitful. It must do well. But you allow yourself to be settled for less. By mental foundations. Mental foundations. When Jesus said it is finished, our salvation in Christ is holistic and eternally permanent. Eternally permanent. Eternally permanent. Holistic. He paid for everything for you to live like Christ, for you to live a better life, a victorious life, a fruitful life, a peaceful life, a joyful life. It is because of this flesh, with its limitations, and because of our system, the system, evil and wicked system of limitation, that is what has produced all this. And we are settled with them. I'm telling you. The devil is, look, the things the devil is using to fight us, they are not huge weapons. So just believe in something that is wrong. Have a wrong belief, he is finished. I'm telling you. Have a wrong mentality about yourself, about your family, about so and so. You are finished. He has finished you. I'm telling you, he has finished you. You are a slave to him. He will be riding you and directing you until one day you become so frustrated that before you realize you have taken a certain step that you need. That's why you need to deal with these things quickly. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Any foundation. Any evil and wicked foundation.
And wicked foundation.
That is growing up with me.
Growing up with
me. I cast down. Mental foundation.
Emotional foundation.
I reject them.
I resist them.
I cast down. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Satan will say, "Who the fanusa?" Everybody say, "Me fanusa."
Me fanusa.
Me fanusa.
Me fanusa.
Me fanusa.
Me
fanusa.
Me fanusa.
I will not take it like that.
I will not take it like that.
I will not just accept it.
I will not just accept it.
I am not accepting it.
I will not accept it.
Just accept it. Just accept it. It is normal with human beings. Say, "I reject. I reject. I am not accepting it. I am not accepting it. I reject it.
I will not accept it.
I refuse it.
I reject it.
I am not accepting it. I refuse it. am not accepting it. I am not accepting it. I am not accepting it.
I refuse it.
I am not accepting it.
I refuse it.
I refuse it.
I refuse it.
I refuse it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ.
I reject it.
Jesus Christ has paid for it. He has paid for it. He has paid for me
to live
a better life.
A better life.
A better life.
A productive life.
A fruitful life.
A fruitful life.
A life with results.
A life with results.
A life with results. A life of greater ways.
A life of greater ways. I am therefore
not accepting it. I am not accepting it. I am not accepting it.
I am not accepting it.
I will not accept.
I am not accepting
anything that the devil is trying to cause me to accept. I reject it. I reject it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I am not accepting the way things are. This is not how it should be. In my marriage, with my husband, with my wife, with my children, in my home,
with my
career,
yes, Lord.
In my business,
in the name
they
of
say,
Jesus.
So is yes, the economy. I reject it.
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 I refuse it.
I reject it.
I refuse it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I refuse it.
I reject it.
I
refuse it.
I reject it.
I refuse it.
I refuse it.
I refuse,
it. I refuse it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's Satan's victory over us. Just accept it. In fact, I've been seeing some posts. Lord, help me. It is a prayer. Look, when you study that prayer, when you study that prayer, there is something. You see, one phrase says, help me to accept what I cannot change. It's a common prayer that, I don't know, help me to accept what I cannot change. Help me to accept what I cannot change. If you cannot change it, God can change it. I say, if you cannot change it, God, you see, that is humanistic prayer. Help me to accept what I cannot change. Yes, God said to Paul, a thorn in the flesh. If only it is from God, Lord, I accept it. But if it is not from God, change it for me. And let me tell you, God knows that He doesn't give everybody a thorn. Yet there can be situations that will cause you to always draw closer to Him. Yes, draw closer to Him. And as you are drawing closer, your level is rising. Your spiritual level, your status in Him is increasing. Yesterday, God was teaching me why people can stand and then command things, and then they are happening. It is your stand with God. Your stand with God. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. Of Jesus Christ.
Anything.
Any situation.
That the devil is telling me in my mind, to just accept.
Just accept.
To just accept.
Just accept.
Any negative situation.
Any negative situation.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
With my husband.
With my husband.
With my wife.
With my wife.
With my children.
With my children.
With my home.
With my home.
With my family.
With my family.
With my dream.
With my dream.
With my destiny.
With my destiny.
With this problem.
With this problem.
In my life.
This situation.
With my career.
With my career.
With my career.
With my career.
With my finances.
With my finances.
With this situation.
With this situation
in my life
that the enemy
is telling me through systems and through other people, through psychology,
just accept
because it is normal.
Because it is normal.
It is normal. With human beings,
it is normal.
It is normal.
With human beings,
death is normal.
Death is normal.
Failure is normal.
Failure is normal.
Failure is normal.
Failure is
delay is normal.
Delay is normal.
Childlessness is
normal.
Sin is normal.
Sin is normal.
Sin is normal.
Sin is
normal.
Childlessness is normal.
Childlessness is normal.
Yes,
marital confusion is normal.
Marital confusion.
Marital problem. I reject.
Marital problems are normal.
I reject.
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 I resist.
I reject the situation that the devil is telling me, yes, Lord.
We are ending at 7:30. This is a special edition. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I reject.
I reject.
I resist.
I resist.
I refuse.
I refuse.
Hopelessness.
Hopelessness.
Loneliness.
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 Delays.
Delays.
Barrenness.
Barrenness.
Delays.
Delays.
In the condition
in which I find myself.
That the devil.
That the devil
is telling me.
Is telling
just
me.
To accept
just to accept.
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 I, Delaliboja, mention your name. I am a child of God. I'm a child of God.
I am a child
Jesus
of God.
Christ
Jesus
has paid, for me to enjoy.
For me to enjoy.
He has paid,
for a better life.
For a better life for me. I therefore, refuse.
I therefore
resist.
I resist.
And reject.
And
reject.
I reject it.
I refuse.
I refuse. And I reject.
I refuse. I resist. And reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject it.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I reject.
I resist.
I reject.
I resist.
I reject.
I reject.
I resist.
I reject.
I reject it.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject. I refuse. I reject.
I
refuse. I resist.
I reject it.
I refuse it. I reject it. I resist it. I resist it. I refuse it. I reject it. Yes, O Lord. No condition. That is not from God. I refuse it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see the testimony that will come in this weekend.
Amen.
Observe your dreams. Observe your life. I'm telling you. As you are praying, we are not praying healing, no, but sicknesses are disappearing.
Amen.
I'm telling you, any sickness that is connected to a foundation, maybe your husband is just worrying you, harassing you, and it is a mental, emotional something. Let me tell you, your husband will just change.
Amen.
If it is found, your husband will just change. Your wife will just, you see, this is a holistic prayer. It is touching everything. And let me advise you before we pray our last prayer. Our last prayer is for marital couple. It's for marriage. Marital couple. Yes. Marital couple. Yes. Those who are married. Couples. Yes. Please. Especially this cast down imaginations. You need to replace it with positive thinking and the word of God. Set scriptures. Listen to messages. Meditate on the word. That is how actually we cast down by what? Replacing the negative things with all the word. Look, me, I shouldn't even ride a bicycle because I grew with a language we don't have. We don't have. We don't have. I remember when my father takes me to meetings, town development meeting, clan meetings in Accra, and then they postpone. They say, let's meet next month at this place. So. I will hear my father say, in fact, if money were to be there, I would have come. But you know me, I don't, this language, I don't have. Oh my God. We are ending. Monday, I will tell you something. Even how this language affected my son Enoch. When he had an opportunity to travel in elementary school, he didn't tell me. Because he knows I will say, I don't have. But I had that 50 pounds. I had it. That one, I had it. Why didn't he tell me? Because, Charlie, I've been using it as psychology, not knowing that it affected them. Please, what have you grown up with? Cast down that imagination. Cast down that language. Reject that language today. I say reject it in Christ. Say, this language is no more part of me. Say, it is no more part of me. This thought is no longer part of me. From today, it is no longer part. 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 It is no longer part
of me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
This last prayer for married couples. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Any foundation.
I entered.
This marriage into with. This marriage with.
Any foundation.
My husband.
Married me with.
Any foundation.
My wife.
Married me with.
Let the blood of Jesus
I detach with the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus'
Holy Ghost fire.
Name.
Amen.
Beloved, find time to replay these prayers and pray them. Thank you very much for giving God an extra time. He will give you an extra blessing.
Amen.
He will go an extra mile for you.
Amen.
God willing, we shall continue on Monday next week. Wednesday, and Friday at the same time. The daybomb prayers are still continuing to this evening is for Friday. And then Sunday, let's join the service. Those of you, everybody, go to your church and then worship the Lord. And then let's receive from the Lord. Meditate on the word. Serve God faithfully. Commit yourself unto the Lord. Christianity is a way of life. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is living what Christ has done, ensuring and enforcing it in your life. Living it, being conscious, being alert. Say it, pray it, think about it, meditate on it. As you are walking, say, I am great in Christ. I am great. I am mighty. I am this. I am blessed. When you are walking to go and take care, when you are, oh my God, those are the things. From today, watch what you hear, watch what you see, and watch what you experience. It shouldn't become a foundation. Please, parents, let's watch. Pastors, let's watch what we tell our church members, those of us in authority, let's watch. And please, those, when you hear those negative things, please, before your boss, after you have shouted, your husband, your sister, don't talk there. Just listen. Listen in your mind. Say, I reject. I reject. I refuse. I reject. When you leave there, enter WC or toilet or your office when you are alone, say, I reject this thing. I nail these words to the cross. They can never form a foundation for me. Because some words can kill you. Some words can demoralize you. Some things can really change your whatever. Our interactions are foundations. Eh? When you move, when you meet somebody at the truck station, when we come to church, you know, it's our foundations that are interacting. Our friends is the foundations that are interacting. Foundations and atmosphere. That's why in Christ, we have a common foundation. The only thing we should rejoice is in Christ. In Christ, we are unified. We are united because in Christ, we have a common foundation. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious
Amen.
Unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you
Amen.
Peace. And when the roll is called, your name and
my name shall never be missing.
And I see something good happening to you. It is
happening to you and it's happening to me.
Even though 2023 is our year, it is my year. I wish you a weekend full of testimonies.
Amen.
Observe your dreams.
Amen.
Observe your circumstances. Be conscious of the new thing that is happening as a result of this prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, I say shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.